Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Do you think of caffeine as a stress reliever in the morning? Do you say to yourself, I can't go through the day without my energy drink, my soda, my cup of coffee, my espresso in the afternoon? Well, are we doing damage to our hearts, or are we actually doing some good? This has been a controversial debate for some time. My guest is Dr. John Higgins. He's a sports cardiologist for the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston. Welcome to the show, Dr. Higgins. Let's clear up some of this caffeine, how it affects our heart, and how it affects us in the different drinks. Is it the same throughout all the lines? Coffee the same as espresso, the same as energy drinks, the same as green tea? Or is it different as it's in different concentrations in these particular items? How does caffeine affect us?
So that's a great question, Melanie. And I think you really hit the nail on the head there, that different preparations of caffeine can affect us in different ways. So, you know, for example, pure caffeine, we know that has a certain effect. So if you were to take a pure caffeine tablet, say 200 milligrams or 300 milligrams, we know that that can have an effect on you, both on your heart rate, your blood pressure, typically increasing those, and making your heart pump a little harder. And the concern that we have with the pure caffeine is that during exercise, it appears to block the normal increase in the artery flow, particularly in the coronary arteries. And so we're concerned that people who are taking pure caffeine and then exercising may be running into some potential problems related to blood flow to the heart. So that's pure caffeine. Now, the other two major energy are the energy drinks, which have caffeine, but they have a lot of other stuff. They have caffeine, they have glucose, and then they have these energy blends and these other chemicals, you know, like taurine and glucuronolactone and things like that. So we're also concerned that they may be affecting the arterial function or the vascular function, not only at rest but during exercise. And then you have the final group, which is the coffees and the teas. And of all the caffeines, they probably look like they're the better ones, if you could sort of say that, but they have other things in them, like coffee, for example. The coffee bean has about 200 different chemicals. It has the antioxidants and other things that are kind of good. So while the caffeine may not be great for your vascular tone, there are other things in coffee and tea which appear to sort of somehow counteract the effect of the caffeine. But I mean, if I just, for your listeners, what I would recommend if they are exercising is just stick with the water, and if they're going long, you know, more than an hour, then maybe the sports drinks with a little bit of glucose and electrolytes.
So do you think we would feel that our blood pressure is higher on our caffeine, you know, a few hours following our caffeine intake, and our stress hormones would be, you know, cortisol levels might be raised if we don't get our caffeine, or if we do? Is it, I don't want to say addictive in the sense, but is it something that if we don't get it, that we could possibly raise our cortisol levels, which we all know is bad for us, and if we do get it, it could raise our blood pressure levels, and then what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think you know, when you exercise, you will increase your sympathetic nervous system and increase your thyroid hormone and other stress hormones. But I think that's naturally, you know, within your body, and that's a good thing. I think when you are adding sort of other chemicals from external into your system and then putting your system into stress, I'm not sure that's the best thing. And you know, there have been some cases where people have run into problems, particularly with the energy drinks, and especially if they are, you know, younger individuals who are not consuming caffeine on a regular basis, or you know, some people are very sensitive to caffeine and the other stimulants that are in tea. So, you know, I think that it's one of those things where probably for most adults, you know, a cup of coffee in the morning is probably okay. But what we're saying is that it's not the best idea necessarily to drink a cup of coffee and then go and exercise, you know, 15 minutes later, because the caffeine appears to have a blunting effect on the required increase in blood flow, which is necessary in the heart. And if we run into a situation where, you know, you're needing more energy and your heart is having to pump harder on the one hand, whereas on the other hand, the blood flow into the muscle is being reduced, you could run into ischemia and other problems of the heart.
Wow. You know, so basically our first bit of best advice is don't have a cup of coffee right before you're going to exercise. Now, some people have said that caffeine made, you know, or coffee, not necessarily caffeine, but coffee could decrease the risk of death from heart disease. You know, is that the antioxidants in the coffee bean? Is that the caffeine? What's going on there?
I think it's probably the antioxidants, and also they have some polyphenols and some of the other substances in them that seem to have actually a beneficial effect on the vascular function. So they've, you know, like anything, you can do the studies on the individual elements. Like, so for example, if you study the caffeine, it looks like that is not having the best function on the vascular system. But if you study some of the antioxidants, they have a good beneficial effect. So probably when you put all of those in together, you know, the net effect is maybe it's better or it just cancels each other out. But in the grand scheme of things, I think coffee's been around a long time. You know, we've done multiple studies with cardiology, and you know, there are some that show that it's bad for you, there's some that show it's good for you. But when they've looked at and put all of the studies together, it doesn't seem to be that it's necessarily bad for you. With the exception, of course, if you are really sensitive to caffeine or sensitive to some of the other products in coffee, or you have cardiovascular disease. So we don't recommend, for example, you know, my patients that have high blood pressure or various arrhythmias or, you know, fast, irregular heartbeats, I generally, you know, one of the first things I do to them is I tell them, you know, look, you're going to need to switch to decaf or just switch off caffeine altogether. And I mean, it's not easy, but a lot of people get used to it after a while, and then they adapt their schedule. And if they need a bit of a pick-me-up, you know, instead of going for the coffee, they might, you know, do a, 5 minutes of plyometrics or you know, to go up and down the stairs and wake up a bit, have a break, to have a power nap. So there are ways around, you know, the having the compulsion to drink coffee, you know, all through the day.
That's really great advice, to try something else, exercise, because in some people, Dr. Higgins, it can actually cause, you know, anxiety, palpitations, maybe even trouble sleeping. But sometimes people want that extra caffeine to keep them going through the day. So that's when they do the energy drinks. Now, we know we're not going to combine those energy drinks. We're learning that with our exercise. But what about the effect on our heart just from sort of consuming those to keep ourselves up at that low point in the afternoon?
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that we are, you know, we're actually doing some research here in Houston on the energy drinks. We've just started some research, and we are really concerned about there is other things in the energy drinks that seem to be interacting with the caffeine and either making the caffeine levels higher and having the caffeine kind of stick around in your system longer, or they are interacting with the caffeine to have, you know, another independent effect. And that effect seems to be causing some problems in some folks with not only the heart, you know, having their heart beat faster and harder than it needs to, but also some people are having issues with neurological symptoms and seizures and other arrhythmias and other things. So we're kind of concerned about that. And definitely, you know, caffeine and those other things in the energy drinks, I mean, first of all, they've got the glucose wrong. I mean, you know, those energy drinks tend to have, you know, 9-10% or more glucose. I mean, they're loaded with sugar, and we know that when you're exercising, you know, your body can't handle that much sugar. I mean, typically the, you know, around the 6% mixtures are okay, you know, and they don't just sit in the stomach. So that's something that's important. We also know that caffeine, I mean, dehydrates you. I mean, when you drink caffeine, you need to go to the toilet, so that's going to pull water out and make you even worse in terms of exercise. I mean, exercise,
well, so Dr. Higgins, and this is such great information. So I hope the listeners will re-listen to this podcast and spread it around, because really great information. And we're out of time. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.